It's Helping Hand, weekly feature airing statewide on HPR1 stations every Friday afternoon on All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where our Helping Hand segments reside online. Every Friday afternoon, we try to put the spotlight on an organization, event, topic in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about Lokalani Ohana, and their website states that their mission is to create socially therapeutic programs for adults with developmental disabilities. Listeners of ATC may recall when very special guest entertainer Kris Kristofferson was on the program, and he was promoting a benefit concert that he was doing for them. And today we're privileged to learn much more. We have our very special guest from Lokalani Ohana, the president, Christina Cheng. And thank you very much, Christina, for being available for us.
Well, thank you for having this, Dave. We're honored and grateful to be able to share more about the work of Lokalani Ohana in our community on Maui.
It's a great thing, and we were blessed to learn about it through Kris, and I know it's a new name, I can imagine, to many people in our statewide All Things Considered audience. If you can, give us a background on exactly what the organization is and how you work.
Well, the organization was inspired out of the Canto movement of North America, but really it's an international organization based in the work of Rudolf Steiner. And my 33-year-old daughter, Angelica, went to the Camp Hill Beaver Run when she was 10 in Pennsylvania, which is a Waldorf school. It's a residential setting for people with special needs, and it absolutely changed her life. So the quality of life being recognized, first of all, as a spiritual being and seen as a person, not the disability, and then focusing on the strengths of what the individual has to offer. Like, she loved working in the barn and working with all the animals and the orchards and the garden. That model of recognizing the wholeness of the person and supporting their strengths to contribute to the community is really what our work is about. We're a CAMCO-inspired initiative recognized by the movement in North America and actually around the world. And the guiding principle is based in life sharing. So in many of the human service organizations, there's like a labor law of a 40-hour work week that people are limited to, but in the life-sharing model in the Camp Hill communities, there's an agricultural base. There's a lot of programs in relationship to the rhythms of the day, the rhythms of the year, the growing of your food, the products that are made. It's a biodynamic farm that is usually the center of the activities of all the communities. And then there's many arts and movement and music and creative expressions that take place as workshops. And the people who support the life-sharing model live with people with special needs. It's not a revolving door based on a 40-hour work week. There is a relationship of state licensing for the home, which we want to acknowledge Kris Kristofferson in 2011 and his benefit concert with us at the MAC. Opened the doors for our capital campaign, which he donated the full benefit to our housing project. And we, in 2015, bought a home in Kahului, which will serve 5 adults with special needs. Our deepest mahalo to you again, Kris, and all the people, including the affordable housing grant from the County of Maui, which was a $400,000 grant for affordable housing that helped us buy the home, and a USDA rural development loan. But this housing will have people who live together, not a revolving door of people who just come and go. It's really based in a life-sharing model with everyone, not just people with a disability, seeing what their strengths are and people contributing to the whole to provide a quality of life for everyone.
And so you have one residence that you have. It sounds like from what you're saying, forgive me if I'm not hearing it accurately, but is there just one residential home and then you also have some day services?
Well, for the past 9 years, we've been having two Section 8 individual homes with one person in them each.
Okay.
One is on the farm in Waihe'i, where we've been running our organic gardening program for those 9 years, and the other one is in Makawao. And just recently, we purchased this home in Kahului that's being ADA renovated, which is Adult Disability Act. It's going to be barrier-free, completely wheelchair accessible. We're still in the process of making all those upgrades, which is costing us $120,000 to renovate. And once that's in place, and the license is in place, then the doors will open for five adults with developmental disabilities who would be interested in living in our home in a life-sharing model.
And that means living there with someone who is a family member or caregiver as well, who is not disabled.
Yes, not a family member. The state doesn't allow that, but it's an 11-bedroom home with 7.5 baths. It's got a lot of space, and the state allows two people who are not able to get out of the home on their own to live in the home, and three people who are independent in their ability to get out. So when you're looking at the support, we call them co-workers and house leaders that would be living within the home with the people who live there, you might have five people with disabilities, two who need help to get out on their own, maybe one person's in a wheelchair, and you may have a house leader with two or three support staff.
Okay.
Or, as we say, co-workers. And then the farming program, which is based on our biodynamic farm, teaches the calendar with the moon, and the we have a relationship to days that are based in leaf, flower, roots. We do planting according to those calendars. We use biodynamic preps and sprays. We have a greenhouse and an aquaponic system. And we, you know, provide support in people learning how to grow their own food and even how to make products, like we dehydrate bananas and chocolate dip them and take them to events and make distillations of herbs in vinegars and oils. There's a new building underway that's half done on the farm that is 1,600 square feet that will provide a workshop space for both produce to go to market and families, and also making byproducts from the farm produce, and also supporting our 9-year Saori weaving program that Dana Allen brought to us, which is a free form of weaving that came out of Japan. And that's been taking place for 9 years. We partnered initially with Kalima O'Maui on Easter Seals and went to their facilities for 5 years. And now Kalima O'Maui continues to come out to the farm for the program. And we're also expanding that into more creative arts, like making flower cards and kukui nut leis, and offering Hawaiian cultural kind of like lahala weaving instruction and things of that nature. When that building is finished, then those programs will be fully up and running. Right now, our weaving program takes place in a little 200-square-foot building, and the other kinds of classes are intermittent based on what products are available. Like, we grow bamboo, we grow our own biodynamic cotton, and we gin it. We make pillows and seatbelt covers. The weavings are made into pillows and wall hangings. We grow job skewers that are strung, that hang the bamboo wall hangings up. So there's a lot of products that come from the farm that help support the creative arts.
Oh, it sounds like it, and that's a good lead into how you get your funding. It sounds like some of that obviously offsets the financial requirements that you have to provide the services. What are the other ways that you guys get funding, and thinking about our statewide audience and how they can support the mission? If you can talk about critical areas, both funding and also volunteers, any level of support really that folks can offer.
Oh, well, thank you. We really are supported through, like, HCR, our donors, individual donors, and there are many annual donors who make our work possible. And also, we write grants whenever they're available, like the affordable housing grant through the county. And the Hawaii Community Foundation has been very generous and supportive. We've written grants right now for even through the Camp Hill Foundation out of New York to help us finish both the ADA work and the building on the farm.
What foundation at it? What foundation from New York?
Well, there's a kind of a financial governing body called the Camp Hill Foundation out
Okay.
of Chestnut Hill in New York, and they are coordinated to help fundraise and support the efforts of Camp Hill communities in North America and in Canada. We received money years ago to put our water tank up on the farm and also to help bring our Medicaid waiver into place. And most recently, $35,000 towards the ADA work on the new home. They have a gala event at the end of April at Carnegie Hall, where artists and musicians donate their time and talents to help fundraise for this purpose to support all the Camp Hill communities in North America. And right now, we're sending like four pieces of art, seven pillows, many wall hangings, cocooing nut leaves. You know, like every community sends things for the silent auction in New York to help raise money that we then are supported by.
No, it sounds
So,
like a good way of having that come back, and also to be sharing the artful creations from here. What are some other things tangibly, locally that we can do to support you? What else can folks do in terms of making donations, providing specific tangible items that you need, any specific skills that you need for volunteers? What can we do?
well, thank you. We need physical help, even like resloping our lanais at the new home because the drains aren't working properly and the water's pooling and it's a health hazard. We need someone to help us finish renovate the bathroom at the new home because the contract that we've had for the last month has not been fulfilled, and we're looking for someone to help us complete the ADA work. We have a matching fund of $20,000 to bring the chairlift into the house so people who live downstairs in a wheelchair can come up for meals. And that $20,000 fund is still needing to be matched. We also have renovation work on the upstairs in the home, the bathroom in the home in Kahului, which is needing to be renovated. It's about 4,000. And then the building itself has a $400,000 mortgage. Anyone who would like to help increase that overhead for us would help us so much in just meeting the monthly needs of running the home. And the building out at the farm is about an $85,000 completion project. And even though grants that are pending, none of them have been acknowledged. And people who would like to help us donate towards that purpose and/or come out and help us on the construction projects, we would be really grateful. Also, volunteers are welcome to come and help us on the farm at any time. There's always lots of projects to do. And people who, oh, you know, we need a new web builder. Our ex-Passport president, son, has had multiple strokes, and he was our web designer, and he's been unable to help us stay current with our website. If someone would like to help us with our web design or tech support or even office help, administrative help, you know, we would be very grateful for any kind of volunteer work. We just received a call from the Mormon Church, and they're actually coming out on Wednesday to help us get caught up on our cotton picking and ginning so we can make more pillows. So, you know, we welcome all Kakua from all interested parties. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of ways that you guys are helping out folks that no doubt anyone puts themselves in that circumstance. They'd want to know that if they were on the radio looking for some assistance in a state like ours with so many people who are as fortunate as they are, that perhaps some of these many needs could be met. I know that when people are thinking about maybe reaching out to you, no doubt there's financial ways they could help. There are specific renovation and construction areas they could assist in, as well as working on the farm, administrative. There, you've laid out a lot of different ways. I am assuming, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Christina, that if someone was to email you at info@lokalaniohana.org, that would be a good way for them to reach out in terms of offering assistance?
It would be. And also, I wanted to mention that at camphill.org, we have applications available for a farm manager and for people to work on the farm as woofers. We run a woofing program, which is Worldwide Workers of Organic Farms. And we also have a house leader and co-worker positions available at the new home that we're interviewing people who would be interested in working in a life-sharing model. And we're interviewing for those four positions. And we also are interviewing for office help. So, you know, in addition to volunteer work and donations, we're also interviewing people for paid positions with our organization at this time. And info@lokalaniohana.org would be the best email. And the phone number is 808-249-0254.
And in addition to that phone number, 808-249-0254, you can look for lokalaniohana.org, and that's L-O-K-E-L-A-N-I, ohana.org. And no worries for anyone at hawaiipublicradio.org. I've got all their contact information and the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you online. Christina, other items that we didn't cover that you feel are important to get out there?
Well, I would like to acknowledge the challenge of people with developmental disabilities and, you know, acknowledge them as the torchbearers, the light bearers of this work, and ask the community at large to see people in their wholeness, you know, recognize them as a person and not their disability. And we invite people and family members of people with disabilities to contact us if they're interested in the home, having their family members within the home or at the farm, but really on a larger picture to recognize that when we are feeling uncomfortable or challenged in meeting people with a disability, regardless of what kind of disability it is, because there's such a broad spectrum, it's really an opportunity for us to develop ourselves as human beings and, you know, see how we can change ourselves to help meet the person and support them in their life as a human being first. And one of the gifts that people with developmental disabilities, or so many gifts, bring us is this opportunity for our own personal growth. And so many of them are very loving, trusting, innocent, you know, good-intended, beautifully hearted people. And I'm very grateful to be able to work with them.
I'm grateful to get to support your mission. It's Lokalani Ohana President Christina Chang, and on behalf of all the people that you're helping out and all the good work and the folks that you're inspiring with that positive message, thank you so much for what you do and for being here on Helping Hand with me. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave. We greatly appreciate this time with you and the opportunity to bring our work out to Hawaii, and we thank people ahead of time for their support.
Doors open. We'll have you back on. I give you a big hug, and God bless you, Christina. You're on a hell of a mission.
Thank you.
And I support
thank you so much.
Wholeheartedly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.